body. She poked at the teenager's clothing with the blunt end of the Gaddafi.
It is forbidden for Tuscan to unmask, but for a settler to wear the mask of a Tuscan.
It is indescribably worse, Ben said. That's your belief, isn't it?
It is believed.
A Yark gripped the Gaddafi.
Jabe dies.
Then we are at an impasse, Ben said, pulling out the metal weapon that Ayark had seen before. He activated it, and a spear of blue energy lit the gully. Sherrod Head had named it once for her, a lightsaber. Ben walked toward the pit. I won't let you kill Jabe, no matter what he's done.
We are born to die,
Ayark said. Maybe you are, Ben said. But it is possible to be ready to die and still prefer to live. And I think you do. Her gemstone eyepiece glinted purple in the light.
You are wrong.
I think not, Ben said, staring at her. I've heard the settlers talk about you, Ayark, and seen your actions. You don't strike just for menace. You have goals. He lowered the lightsaber slightly. Like at the Oasis store, you came for Annalene. Why? Ayark stood motionless, astounded. How could a human know anything that motivated a Tuscan? Ben paused for a moment. Ah, he said. I see. You thought she was like me, and like Sherrod Het, he said. If you knew Sherrod, you must have known that he was not like the other settlers. He carried a weapon like this. Ben moved the shining lightsaber to and fro, slicing the air before Ayark and her captive. And he could do other things.
Sherrod, wizard,
Ayark said. Wiz... Ben stopped moving the lightsaber. Yes, he would have seemed.
You are his kind,
Ayark said, mesmerized.
You knew him.
I am of his kind, yes, and I knew him. Ben's eyes narrowed in the light as he searched carefully for words. Sherrod Het left my people many years ago. He brought his skills to you, became a Tuscan. He looked away gravely. He was not supposed to do this. But you took him in.
Yes.
Struck with the notion, Ben looked down at Ayark. You weren't his wife, were you? Ayark shook her head.
No. Kishik lived as my sister when she lived.
Ah, I didn't know her name. The recovered attackers from earlier gave Ayark long and imploring looks. Of course, they were wondering. It was madness conversing with so powerful a human. And on settler lands, too. But Ayark realized this was the moment she'd been working towards since the massacre in the gorge.
Ben will join us,
she said abruptly. Ben seemed startled. Me join you?
Yes, as Sherrod did.
Ayark kicked at Jabe's shoulder.
To save Jabe. That would be what you call a trade. A Tuscan trade.
Ben mused for a moment, as if contemplating a possibility he'd never even considered.
The sand people and the pillars are few,
Ayark said.
Ben joins, leads war parties.
Ben gestured toward her. But your people have a war leader, Ayark. A formidable one, in you. Ayark sneered. Whether he intended to flatter her made no difference. Whatever Ayark was, Ben was different. Something greater.
You would attract others, she said. Some lives who remember Sherrod. They would follow. Sand people will thrive.
Never in Ayark's memory had such an offer been made to an outlander. Even Sherrod was made to endure trials. And yet, This human actually seemed amused by the invitation. Well, Ben said under his breath, that would certainly be one way for me to stay out of sight.
What?
Nothing, he said, seriousness returning to his face. Ayark paused, suddenly apprehensive. Not about the impending return of centuries, but rather wondering whether to speak the rest. She'd told herself many times she was not as superstitious as the others. But some things handed down had meaning, and having seen Sherrod's feats, she was inclined to believe this thing.
They says a warrior will come from the sky to lead us. He will grow mighty. Generations unborn will walk in fear.
For a moment, Ben seemed puzzled. Ayark wondered if she had spoken the words properly. This was a prophecy, he asked. A dream someone had?
Those are the same thing.
And you desire this end?
Tuskens want, yes.
It was a foolish question for Ben to ask, Ayark thought. Had he not heard of the destruction wrought years earlier on the Tusken camp, where all present died regardless of age? Sand people could not live where such threats existed unopposed. If Sherrod had not been the arrival of legend, then perhaps Ben was instead. Yet for reasons that eluded Ayark, Ben seemed troubled by the prospect of gaining immense power. He bowed slightly. I cannot join you, he said. No offense intended. I recognize what I'm giving up, but it can't happen.
Then boy dies, and we die as killing him, and clan ends.
She lifted the Gaderfi again over Jabe's head.
It is right.
Ben looked down, seemingly disappointed. Readying his lightsaber, he started to close the distance with the Tuskens. Then he stopped. He looked over at the lone speeder bike. You saw who was with the boy. Ayark nodded.
The settler leader, the smiling one.
The smiling? Ben's face lit with recognition. Orin Galt. You mean Orin Galt?
Orin Galt.
Ayark sounded out.
I will kill Orin Galt and all who follows.
She spoke aloud the fury that had been forming since seeing the imposters.